little message, a reminder. We've already come through a big part of Great Lent. We only have another week before we start Holy Week. Next, this coming Sunday is Palm Sunday. But that means, I know that when we have a fruitful or a meaningful Lent, it means we're going to have a tax. So just as a reminder, when you get like a little miffed, or you get like, well, why did he say that? Why did she do that? Just try to remind yourself, instead of saying, you know, I didn't deserve that, or they shouldn't do that. Instead of that, just start to pray for the person. The devil wants you to complain. Remember, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. That means a begrudging giver is not as acceptable. I don't want us to be the ones that are the complainers. So when you, and because we all will, especially during Lent, whether the person means it or they don't mean it, it doesn't really matter. It's how you respond. So as just this thought, as we're getting ready to go to bed, reflect that, you know, God, when I start to feel either important or somehow I feel belittled or angry at someone for how I thought they treated me, let me remember that it doesn't matter how they treat me. What matters is how I respond to them, that I might learn to truly respond in love, respond in humbleness. And even if I didn't, if someone calls me a liar, even if I didn't lie about the thing that they're talking about, I have lied in my life. And so I would remember that. And I should repent of ever lying. If they call me anything in my mind or my heart or my actions, I've pretty much done it. So just, you almost should say thank you, because they're helping you remember to pray for your own sins, and that you would remember to pray for them. So that's my kind of thought for tonight. And I say that for myself. I say that for all of you, that we would learn to be the humble, the truly God-respecting servants that he wants. Not that we have to hold everyone up to a pedestal and hold everyone up to some sort of respect, but we do need to put God on the place of glory that he belongs. So God bless you tonight. And those of you that are here, please come forward, reverence the icon one more time, and receive a blessing from the cross.